and I envy him his naturally sardonic tone. He claims he did good only because he had the time. In those days, the Black Company was just a raggedy-ass gang sneaking around the edge of things, and there wasn't much going on. Nowadays, we are in the deep shit all the time. I don't like that. Neither does the captain. I cannot imagine a man less pleased about having the power that has fallen into his lap, mostly by default. He keeps it and uses it only because he doesn't believe anyone else will take the company where he is convinced that it has to go. I managed to get along for several hours without falling down a well into the past. I wasn't feeling badly. Sari was in an excellent mood despite all her mother could do to ruin our day. I was lost in my work, as comfortable with existence as ever I get. Somebody came to the door. Sari showed the captain into the apartment. Uncle Doge and Ty Day continued clacking away. Croker watched for a minute. "Unusual," he said. He did not sound impressed. "It's not military," I told him. "It's fencing for loners. Yuang Bao are big on lone wolf heroes." Not so the old man. His belief that you need brothers to guard your back amounts to a religious conviction. Yuang Bao fencing technique consists of brief but intense flurries of attack and defense, separated by inactive periods during which the fighters freeze in odd stances, shifting almost imperceptibly as they try to anticipate one another. Uncle Doge is very good. "I'll grant you they're graceful, Murgan. Almost like hutch dancers." By marrying into Sari's clan, I bought into Yuang Bao fighting styles. No choice, really. Uncle Doge insisted. I am not terribly interested, but I go along to keep the peace, and it is good exercise. "It's all stylized, Captain. Every stance and stroke has its name, which I consider a weakness. Any fighter that set in his ways ought to be easy meat for an innovator. On the other hand, I did see Uncle Doge deal with real enemies at Dejigore." I changed languages. "Uncle, will you permit my captain to meet Ashwand?" They had taken the measure of one another long enough. Ashwand is Uncle Doge's sword. He calls it his soul. He treats it better than he would any mistress. Uncle Doge disengaged from Tai Day, bowed slightly, departed. In moments he was back with a monster sword. It was 3 feet long. He drew it carefully, presented it to Croker lying along his left forearm, where the steel would not contact moist or oily skin. He bowed slightly as he did so. He wanted us to believe he spoke no Taglian. A vain pretense. I knew him back when he was fluent. Croker knew something about Yuang Bao customs. He accepted Ashwand with proper care and courtesy, as though deeply honored. Uncle Doge ate that up.